You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, the race for governor got a little less crowded. Former Vice President Kamala Harris announcing today that she will not run for governor of California next year. Phil, what does this mean for all of those who are already in the race and maybe those thinking of jumping in?
It means that it's wide open. What we have is a situation where Kamala Harris was sort of overshadowing. She said she was going to make up her mind by summer's end, and she's finally made up her mind. That leaves us with about a half dozen Democrats, not the least of which is Lieutenant Governor Elena Kuniakis. We have State Superintendent of Schools Tony Thurmond. We have Katie Porter,
the former congresswoman.
God, there's so many. Yes, another former this. We've got Betty Yee. We've got a whole lot of people, but I got to tell you, none of them is really rocketing in the polls right now. Nobody's really known that well by Californians. It's a wide open race. You know, there's conjecture that possibly Rick Caruso, who ran for Los Angeles mayor and didn't make it, might enter the race, or that even Attorney General Rob Bonta, who initially said he wasn't going to get in, might get in now. And when you have it like that, it's wide open. It's just wide open.
Katie Porter has run for statewide office. She may have an organization statewide. Does that give her an early leg up?
Yeah, it does. She ran for Senate. And what she has is, you know, the Democratic Party has different pockets. And in California, what we have is, you know, a two-tiered election. We used to have primaries where the top Republican and the top Democrat would face off in November. Now it's the top two vote getters. And that can mean, you know, somebody getting 20 or 25% of the vote if everybody splits up the rest of the vote. So what Katie Porter has is that progressive, the Bernie-crats, you know, that wing of the party. They're pretty strong on her. So she'll probably come out with that with the force. It's going to be an interesting dynamic, though, because, you know, we're going to be having a governor's race at the same time we're having the midterm elections. And I'm not sure that, you know, nationally the Democrats are going to be paying that much attention to California, because they kind of figure that, you know, if it's a Trump-style Republican comes in number two, that it's over. The Democrats will win like they always do. So I'm not sure how much money is going to be coming in from out of state, because everybody's going to be, you know, eyeing on the congressional. But it's going to be, like I said, wide open here. And I think we're going to possibly see more people. Don't forget, we're a big celebrity state. That's the third party in this state. And if somebody, you know, with Hollywood name recognition gets in, it could, you know, change the whole dynamic.
Democrat, Republican, and Hollywood. KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, thank you. Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.